We have a very cool guest coming up.
Got him on.
Yeah, he's an actor, podcast host, writer, director, comedian, media personality. To me, he will always be Dick Ritchie in True Romance.
He'll always be Remy to me.
Yeah, so Michael Rappaport joins us. Michael, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, you guys. I'm not a big baseball fan, but I am a New Yorker. But I will wish you guys luck in the World Series. You made it there. You beat my Yankees fair and square.
Yeah, well, I don't really care who wins now because the third baseman for the Astros, he got after me yesterday on Twitter. He's a big crybaby, so now I don't care.
Hey, all right. That's a surprising answer, but thanks for having me on the show, and shout out to everybody in Houston who's been dealing, with all the storms out there. You know, I've been to the city. It's a great city and one of the best in the country.
Thank you, man. What happened this morning? You slept in?
Yeah, man. My alarm clock didn't go off. I was supposed to be on the Howard Stern show at 7, and I woke up at 7. It was like, that terrible feeling. I was like, I ran out of my apartment and, was half dressed and had toothpaste, hanging out of the side of my mouth. And I actually got there in record-breaking time, and everything worked out for the best. Everything worked out fine. But I'm here now, and I'm glad to be talking to you guys now.
It's obviously a big day for you. Your book's coming out, and that's like I know you're a semi-regular on that show, but that's still a pretty big-time show, and obviously you want to go promote your book. What's that feeling when that alarm clock goes off and you're like, oh, damn?
I've never had anything like that happen to me. I'm pretty, I double alarm clock. I check it. And it wasn't a good feeling. I was like completely disoriented. And because it was sort of raining, it looked dark outside. And I didn't know if I was dreaming. I didn't know if I was like I was tripping out or whatever. But I got in a cab and got there. And the day's been great. The release of my book, this book has bold sports rants from the MVP of Talking Trash. Drop today. It's fun. It's exciting for me to get it out, and it's available everywhere and anywhere they sell books and audio books, and it's a good time. It's a trash talking extravaganza.
Tell me about what the show is exactly about, or what the book is exactly about. How's the book formatted? Like, what did you go with here?
So it's just chapters. I'll tell you one thing it's not about. It's not about me. It's not a memoir or anything like that. I grew up loving sports. I grew up wanting to be a basketball player. I start the book off with an open apology to Larry Bird for all the hate that I spewed on him while he was dismembering and disassembling my New York Knicks, because he was the person who I fell in love with and that spawned the dream to become a professional basketball player. And it's really just about, anything from 23 reasons why LeBron James will never be like Mike, to why Lawrence Taylor is single-handedly the best football player ever, to when I fell in love with Mary Lou Retton, to the great white hype of Ronda Rousey. It's all over the place. It's funny. It's irreverent. There's some sentimentality. I talk about my lifelong relationship with Muhammad Ali, although I only met him one time. And I try to give the first ever greatest stick man of all time list. So it definitely doesn't take itself seriously. It's quick hits. It's short chapters. It's easy to read. It's definitely easy to listen to. And the name of the book is This Book Has Balls. Trash talk from the MVP of sports rants from the MVP of Talking Trash.
Michael Rappaport, our guest. Hey, I know you. I know you're involved with the Barstool guys. What is your thought on them? ESPN canceling the show. I know we had some pretty strong opinions on it earlier, and both of us kind of thought, I don't know why you jump in and take on this show and then cancel it after
they
one.
Like they act like they never heard it before. Yeah. They got it, and then they're like, "Well, it's a surprise." It's a very strange thing.
Yeah, I think it was very unfair. I think it was very unprofessional. The show itself, Barstool Van Talk. Did well its first week, John Skipper, the head of ESPN, said he needs to distance himself from Barstool and its content. But for the last 3 or 4 years, so many ESPN personalities had an open door to go on Barstool podcasts to show what they're like when they're not on ESPN, and even to help launch ESPN shows. So in my opinion, it's a real double standard. You didn't want to put a Barstool show on there, but you let some of the biggest stars from ESPN go on Barstool all the time. And I think it's time for Barstool to say, no, sorry, you did us wrong. You did us greasy. Although we're friends, it's business. And just how you did that to us, I don't think, because the Barstool personalities, they benefit from being on Barstool. The ESPN personalities benefit from being on Barstool. It's a totally, totally new audience. You get to see these people in a different light. And, you know, they get a little quote-unquote street cred. I say it's time for Barstool to shut that down. They made a mockery of Barstool. It was embarrassing. It was a waste of time. And it was just really unfair. So that's where I stand on it. My podcast is on Barstool Sports. You know, I think, ESPN, is stuck in the late 90s. They have no edge. And I think that's why their personalities love to come on Barstool and hang out over there. So I think it's a little bit of a learning curve for all of us. You know, I think being in the new media age, I think we're all trying to figure out, you know, what you could say, what you can't say. Is there total freedom? Is there not total freedom? Christian Ponder's wife, Sam Ponder, you know, she's obviously a very angry, vindictive person. I don't know if Christian Ponder, you know, maybe he's not happy being a stay-at-home dad, and he thought his quarterback dreams, were going to still come true. But karma is a mother, and the story is still isn't finished.
And obviously, I mean, you guys thought that this was going to be a big thing for you, and anytime you have ESPN attached to you, it sort of legitimizes you in a way if you're doing anything in the sports world. And for them to go in and say, yeah, we want to do this, and then back out the first day, it's got to be tough for you guys. But y'all are going to keep going, keep pushing, right?
Yeah, Barstool is going to keep doing their thing. I'm happy to be there. And, yeah, Barstool, you know, this has just made Barstool more popular, brought it to the mainstream. They have the number one demographic that ESPN is doing. They have the number one demographic, and they're going. And ESPN is doing they're making cuts every 4 months, and the next batch of cuts are just around the corner. So, like I said, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. Obviously, there's no banning or boycotting ESPN. Everybody watches it. It's the flagship show, and it's going to continue to be. But I just think it was bad business and done in poor taste.
You mentioned why LeBron will never be Michael Jordan, and then I was reading up on you today, and apparently you've got some personal beef with LeBron James for the way he treated your kids. Do you think LeBron knew they were your kids and that's why he dissed them, or do you think he was just he was being the busy athlete and like, no, no thanks?
No. When LeBron was rude to my kids at the 2011 All-Star game, it was blatant. He knew they were my kids. I was right there. It wasn't a big deal. That's not the only reason why he'll never be like Mike. That's not even one of the top 22 reasons why he'd never be like Mike. I break it down in great detail. Everything from giving himself a nickname. You don't give yourself a nickname, you earn them. My nickname is the Gringo Mandingo. I earned it. He gives himself the nickname the King, but most of the time he acts like a little princess. Obviously he's a great player. But his dreams and aspirations of being like Mike, unfortunately, that's not happening.
Before we let you go, and obviously we've got Michael Rappaport on to talk about his new book, which is this book has Balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Trash Talking, which is out today everywhere, bookstores, online, everywhere you want to go. One more question before we let you go, Mike. How many exposed penises have you seen today?
What is it? Oh, on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, how many naked dudes have you seen today?
Unfortunately, I saw two.
Okay.
Two exposed penises for a lengthy period of time.
And you saw one go inside a mouth, didn't you?
I saw some things that I never, ever want to see again. And I got to be honest, I don't appreciate you bringing it up because I've been meditating on it all day to try to get it out of my system. and I felt like it was just gone, and now you set me right back into a spiral.
It's okay.
That's mean-spirited, my friend.
I'm sorry.
That's not cool.
I apologize for that, Michael. I just thought it was a big day for you. I thought maybe you wanted to talk about it.
No, you sent me back into a downward spiral, my friend.
That's the great Michael Rapaport. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time for us. And once again, the book called This Book Has Balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Trash Talking, is out everywhere today. So go check it out for some great stories from Michael Rapaport. Mike, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.